fruits and veggies are generally kosher, especially in Chutz La'aretz. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit more complicated. We have to worry about what do we have to worry about in Eretz Yisrael? Meister, Truma, and Orla. You can actually separate your own Truma and Meister if you know how to do that. Orla is a bit more complicated. In general, very often, even non-religious people will buy from makolets, which have hechshers. Your general super shawls in Yerushalayim, they did Truma and Meister. So most of the time it's fine. And if you're in Chutz La'aretz, it's always fine.
How do you do with Truma and Meister?
Fruits and veggies. How do you separate Truma and Meister? We'll do a whole separate shiur just to explain that. It's complicated. Okay, it's not so simple. But it's not that bad, but you got to know what you're doing. If it has a kosher sign, it has a hechsher, then obviously it's fine. Even if it's served on kalim that aren't kosher. Okay? So, or not that aren't kosher, but that you don't know that they're kosher, for example. Right? So if it's cold and it's a kosher food, I don't know, give me a kosher food. Peanut butter. So even though it's likely that they did not do tefillah kalim, they didn't immerse their vessels, that's their responsibility, not your responsibility. I'm saying, b'di'eved, lechachila, it would be best if they could immerse their kalim, but b'di'eved, we can eat upon their vessels, and we would assume that they washed their vessels and they haven't used it for hot, non-kosher food in the last 24 hours. And so, as long as the food is, you know, is kosher, it's okay. Okay, that's a big heads up.
Do you even need registered vessels anymore? Are those only for Kodesh Zohar practice?
No, absolutely not true. We all have to do tefillah kalim for all of our vessels.
Why?
Why? Because the Torah tells us we have to immerse our vessels. It's a mitzvah in the Torah and applies to...
In the Torah?
Yeah.
Where in the Torah is it?
In Parshat Matot, if I remember correctly. And it's a mamash sugin shulchan aruch. We've discussed it upstairs. We discussed it here. Actually, we discussed it upstairs. I'm happy to review it if you guys are interested. Very, very important halachas. But yes, you have to immerse your vessels in a mikvah before if they're food related vessels. The idea being that the way a Jew eats, it has to be holy with holiness and special and kadosh. And so we need to put our vessels in a mikvah before we eat them. Absolutely. You have an individual obligation. Just if I'm at somebody else's house, that's not your obligation. It's not a kashrus issue. It's a specific din in tefillah kalim. Yeah? We'll review it another day. Bezrat Hashem. We'll squeeze it in. Okay. In terms of tea and coffee, can I drink tea and coffee offered to me by my non-Jewish or my non-religious friends? What's the answer, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Even if it's hot, you can assume that their vessels have not been used for non-kosher food. Okay? Best case would be chad pami. If not chad pami, you don't have chad pami, what's the next best option? Glass. Glass doesn't absorb non-kosher, so therefore, glass would be okay. Nachon, but in a worst case scenario, when somebody already offered you the tea, you can rely upon the opinions that allow you to drink tea, glass, but best case scenario, yes, you're right. It'd be better to use a paper cup or a plastic cup.
If they offer it to you in like China, then you say, actually, could I have it in glass? Is that okay as well?
Yeah, better in glass. Better in glass. Okay, fruits and veggies we mentioned are okay. In a hotel, what can I eat? So just quickly, fruits and vegetables. Amazingly, I didn't know this, but chalta sabata lets you, even if it's been cut up. You can assume that they cut it up with clean vessels, but that would not apply for onions or radishes or anything that is davar harif. It absorbs the non-kosher taste, so that would not be allowed in a non-kosher setting. But a cucumber or a tomato, while it would be better to have it whole, I was surprised that he allowed you to eat cut-up vegetables and fruits, unless you know it was used for non-kosher recently. Yes?
Question.
Yes.
Say, you're at a hotel or something, and then you want to get a waffle, and you look at the package, and then the waffle makes it kosher. The waffle makes it kosher. Mm-hmm. You know they wouldn't use waffles that make for anything besides waffles, but you're allowed to use...
If you know, if you know that it's not used for anything...
Yeah, if they're making their waffles from waffle mix, I mean...
packaged waffle thing. Just buy it in the supermarket.
Okay, it's kosher. It's a kosher kosher thing. Like, whatever, you have a kosher mix.
Yeah. If you see that...
Why bother going to a restaurant to get waffles?
No, it's like a hotel.
It's
like a
hotel.
It's
not a hotel.
What,
yeah.
You get a waffle mix?
Yeah, you make waffles. They have the waffle iron, and then you just put in the waffle mix and...
Do you put egg in it?
No,
it's pre-made. Even egg wouldn't be
an
issue, though.
Do you know the reason why it would be a problem? You just have to know the situation.
Wait, what do you have to ask the, would they use it for anything besides waffles? Or do you just assume?
Because
you would never use waffle
bacon
maker
for anything
else.
If you know that the waffle maker is only used for waffles, then I think it's okay. Similarly, eggs. We discussed this before. This is what I did in India. You can bring them your pan and have them make the eggs. Just check for blood. And if you can. And you can have them make eggs for you as long as you turn on the fire or you put the eggs on the... As long as you're involved in the cooking process. Okay? Because eggs are kosher. Yeah.
I thought that if you took the cold, it never transfers its taste.
Yeah. So for cold food...
So for vegetables, even onions, for
No, for the davar harif, even if it's cold, it can transfer. So onions would be a problem. Even if not.
It must be like the onion somehow heats up the knife or something.
It somehow doesn't heat it up, but it the sharpness brings out the taste in the knife, and therefore you should not eat a davar harif. Okay? Not onions, but interesting vegetables and fruits would be okay.
What about someone's cutting up a tomato with the same knife you use for the bacon?
That would be a problem. If you know that, then that's a big problem.
So it has to be wiped off.
Yeah, and be cleaned up. In general, the assumption is that they're only using specific knives for fruits and vegetables. It's like a big kitchen, you know. But if you know that they use the same knife for both, that's a big problem. Then, okay? What about cold foods can be eaten on non-kosher vessels if you have no choice? Okay? But hot foods are a problem. And what we did when we were on a cruise, often, as we told them to double wrap potatoes, sweet potatoes, and fish. I don't eat fish, but if you eat fish, you double wrap it, and you're allowed to put it in a non-kosher oven or microwave. Any non-kosher fish.
Non-kosher fish?
Any kosher fish, I'm sorry.
Does that have to have spices on or no?
You can add your own spices, that's fine.
It's like let's say they season it, or no?
As long as it's kosher seasoning.
Use a beast.
You have to know. It's from Israel. Go for it.
It's the
fruit of Eretz Israel. It's the clear sign of the redemption.
Fish, sweet potatoes, and what else?
What?
Fish, sweet potatoes, and what else?
Basically, any kosher food, any vegetable that you know is kosher, you can ask them to double wrap it, and then even though it's a non-kosher microwave or oven, it's okay, but you have to... You have to either turn a light on in the oven, or
wrap it yourself,
or put it in yourself.
Can you wrap
now,
yourself?
Certain vegetables which are eaten raw, you wouldn't even have to do that. But I'm saying for fish, for example, which has to be cooked, you would have
even
to.
Even though it can be eaten raw fish.
Yeah, but generally it's not eaten raw, so therefore you would have to.
Fish is a lot generally raw. Pretty common.
It's
you wouldn't have a whole thing of it.
It depends on which type of fish. Depends on the community you're in. I don't think your standard random fish is normally eaten raw. But if you know it's a specific type of fish, which is usually
salmon, salmon.
Yeah. It's an interesting question. Still, don't most people eat salmon cooked?
It's like, a lot of people still eat fish. It's like a split. Okay. Depends on context,
too. I'm not sure. It's an interesting question. And that's basically it. That's basically all. And cereals and milk obviously are cold, so technically you can even in a non-kosher vessel eat cereal and milk. But if you can, put in a plastic vessel, better. But and that's basically all I can think about in terms of eating at your.